So we continue today in Siman Tzadik Dalid Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch writes the following: Mishena Yochal Chavin Aruchos Yichavin Libo LaAdvush BaHashem. Someone who is unable to determine which direction is the proper direction to daven in, he should direct his heart towards Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Dalit, Hayarochi Malachamor, Ein Zarach Leri Luzpala, Filam Yeshim Lo Misha Topes Chamuro. If somebody was riding on a donkey, he need not descend from the donkey in order to daven, even if he has someone who's going to hold on to the reins of the donkey. Ela Mispalo Darechiluko. Rather, he should just continue to daven in his normal path of traveling. Vim Chayin Haya Bisfina. The logic behind this, the Mishnah Berurah explains, is because if he's forced to get off his donkey, he's going to be preoccupied with the lost time of the travel, and he's not going to concentrate properly in the tefillah. Therefore, Chazal assumed better for him to continue on his donkey, traveling on the way, not feeling like he's losing any time, and he'll be able to daven with better kavana. V'chein im haya b'sina o al gabi karon. Soon, if somebody was on a ship, on a boat, or on a wagon, im yachol la'amot omeid, if he's able to stand up, good. V'im lav yoshib im komos bala, but if he can't stand up, he could sit in place and daven shmona esrei like that. Oim haya holich baraglav, or even if somebody was traveling and walking, mispalel derech hiluchu, he could daven while walking. Afim ein panav keneged Yerushalayim, even if he's not facing Yerushalayim, afilu shel makom sakana, and he could continue walking and davening shmona esrei, even if he's not in danger. Ki em ya'amod v'yispalel yiksha ve'inav ichor dako v'yitarid libo v'lo yuchal lachavin, because if at the end of the day he's forced to stand still in davening, the delay is going to weigh heavily on his mind, and he will not be able to have proper kavana. However, v'hakol lefi aderech lefi amakom, but everything is in accordance with the journey, with the place, and with a person's ability to concentrate. There are some who say, however, at least for the first bracha of Avos, one should stand still, one should stand in place. And it is indeed proper to heed this opinion, as long as one is not in a state of danger. Halacha hey. So what's fascinating about that halacha is just the idea, the notion, that technically speaking, one could daven shmona esrei even while walking. Halacha hey. Hayoyoshe b'sfina o ba'agala, if one was sitting on a boat or in a wagon, im yachol la'amo b'mkoma krios omeid, even though we just said before that you could daven while sitting down, if you could stand up at the points when you're supposed to bow, that is ideal. Kadeshe korea mu'umad uposea shalosh psios, in order that you bow down while standing and you're able to walk back 3 steps. Hago, afa pishi yoshe b'chola tfilo, mikomokom im afshalo la'amo yamo kadeh l'kaim akriosa psios kedarkon. So even though we said before that you could sit down while davening shmones, right? If you could stand up at the time when you're supposed to bow, and the time you're supposed to take the steps, that's best. However, v'im afshalo, but if it's not possible, kigon sheroche v'abehimo, like one is riding on an animal, yachsiu abehimo shlosha psios l'achareho, v'olo kilo psio basa. That's interesting. At least have the animal take 3 steps back, and then again 3 steps forward, and it's as if one has taken those steps himself. Halacha vav, chole mispala afilu shochev al tzido. A chole, someone who is ill, is able to daven even when laying on his side. V'hu shiyachol l'chavin daito, but that's assuming that one could have proper kavana in that position. V'imi efshalo l'hispalel, and if a person is unable to daven at all because he's ill, mi komakom yaharher belibo, shenemar imu bilvavchem al mishkavchem. So if a person is so ill that they can't daven, at least a person should think about in his mind that he wants to daven. And that suffices. The Mishnah Berurah comments over in Siv Chaf Chola Mispalel V'Zakin Shenayachal La'amod Yeshe B'Mkomo V'Yispalel. So someone who is old and unable to stand up is permitted to sit and daven in place. U'Moyachal La'amod Mkoma Kriyos K'dei Shiyan Korim U'umad Ya'amod Sham. But ever, as we said before, if he's able to go ahead and stand up in the place where we're supposed to bow, so he could bow standing up, that is, of course, preferable. Yahar her balibo. So the Mishnah Berurah here comes the efshar diyote baze b'di'eved vein tzarach lachzar l'spala afilo im hivri bizman tfila. Me'achar sha'ano su'at. It's actually quite interesting that the halacha is that the Mishnah Berurah says if a person is unable to have kavan, a person is unable to daven, but they think about how much they want to daven, the Mishnah Berurah says that b'di'eved, one actually discharges their obligation with that thought, and that even if one becomes better later on and it's still the zman for tefillah, one need not go back and repeat Shmona Esrei again. Quite amazing. However, again, even in in a situation where a person is ill and unable to daven Shmona Esrei, one should at least try to say the first line, Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, with proper kavanah. Halacha Zayin. Misha hayolo anasi mikano mikano misyar shem yafsiku tfilasa o yafsidu mikacho. Someone who has many things that are bothering him, anasi, many extenuating circumstances happening all around him, and he's concerned that if he davens, he's going to be interrupted, or he may lose out on an opportunity. Yeshiv bimkomo v'yisparlo. He could sit down and he can daven. Lefi she'in daito miyushev esalov. Ve'af api she'zerach laso shlosha psios esavat fila yoshev umisparlo v'korea. So here the Mishnah Berurah is referring to is someone who is in a situation where they're concerned about being interrupted, or they're concerned about not having proper kavana, and the way they feel they could safeguard that kavana is to daven stand sitting down. One is permitted to do so. Halacha ches. Yesh li'zar shlo lismoch atzmo la'amud o l'chaveiro b'shas tfila. One should make sure not to support himself either on a pillar or on his friend at the time of davening. Mishnah Berurah comments over here. He says in Sifkan Chav Bei Shlo Lismoch Hatam the Tefila Tzarech Amida. So remember, the Mishnah Berurah is because Tefila Shmona Esrei requires standing, and when you are standing but supporting yourself on something, that's not called standing. So Mishnah Berurah essentially says that the idea. So what's the definition of leaning? Definition of leaning is that you place your weight on something to the point that if the object were to be removed, you would fall down. Something like that is called leaning against something that is not the proper posture for tefillah. But if you're leaning against something but not putting your full weight on it, so that even if it were to be taken away, you would be able to stand. So halacha lemaisa, that is not problematic. That is okay for tefillah purposes. The Mishnah Berurah comments on here. He says, Chav Gimel. So Mishnah Berurah is therefore one has to be careful not to support themselves against the shtender, or for that matter, any situation where standing is required, one must make sure not to support their weight. One must make sure not to support their weight against a particular item. All right, so we will stop over here for today. Emir Tashem will pick up with Siftas tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.